Yes, good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop. And yeah, it is the 22nd of July, 2025, Tuesday of the week. And the time is 6 minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. And we are here until the hour of 7:30. So, welcome to Early Morning Scoop. And, this is your conversational program. It's a conversational program. It's a program that we discuss about, what is happening in terms of, you know, what's happening in, international fora, continental, and also at, national level. We look at issues of economics, issues of trade, issues of international relations, issues of governance and politics. And indeed, what can we learn from that? And yeah, Early Morning Scoop is a conversation with me, David Shombe, that is not only one side or one directed conversation, but it's a conversation which is accommodative, inclusive, and indeed allow every human being with mind and ideas to come on board and also to assist us, particularly this morning, to discuss what is happening and indeed to update ourselves when it's coming to what is happening in terms of global affairs, in terms of continental affairs, and indeed what is happening in the country. Because we are indicating to say the motivation of the conversation is to move our country from point A to B and to assist in terms of conversations. And that's why in this morning, wherever you are finding yourself, whether you are a policymaker, you are a business person, you are a student, you are a researcher, you are economic mover, or a concerned citizen, or anybody who is interested in the development of the country, we are greeting you from Eagle FM Namibia, your favorite radio station. And indeed, Early Morning Scoop, your conversational program where we discuss issues of economics and also issues of governance. So wherever you are finding yourself, some of you are on your way to work. Some of you, you are, you know, going back home from work. Some of you are still sleeping. Some of you are at the gym. Some of you are jogging. And we are greeting you. We are always very happy. We are always very happy, especially when you continue to follow us. You continue also to open and also listen to Eagle FM Namibia. We are always very happy. And indeed, we are always doing what we have been doing, and also making sure that we keep you updated this morning, and also keep you updated with content, context of global-related stuff, continental affairs, and how we can move our country forward. We are saying as long as our country is where it is, as long as our country is where it is, we will continue to bring about this conversation, and we will also continue to, you know, to update you. We will continue to, you know, to give clarity, asking questions, and also coming up with those thought-provoking, you know, questions, as we understand that that is the only way that we are going to innovate, we are going to change things, and indeed we are going to assist those who are at the forefront of development, and indeed how to bridge the gap, particularly in terms of communication, simplification of, you know, documents, those government communiques, government communications that need to be simplified, and also asking questions to see which of this plan, which of this program is, you know, practical, and indeed how can citizens relate to this kind of communication. And a lot of things are happening. A lot of things are happening. We see the, you know, presentation of National Developmental Plan number 6. We are seeing also the, you know, report from the president, and we see the direction where the country is going. And indeed, this is also not, and I wanted to make it very clear, especially when it's coming to conversation related to the development. This is not only a program where we speak about what is not done well or what needs to be done well. We also praise those who are doing well. We praise those who are doing well because the aim is only one to say we want our country to advance. We want our country to industrialize. That's why clarity of, you know, information, right analysis of information, and also understanding where the country is going, and also updating our dear listeners to what is happening, and also what is lacking. We cut across all the sectors. We cut across all the sectors of bread and butter issue, because at the end of the day, development should be seen. At the end of the day, human development must, as you know, it has been said by a lot of leaders to say, some of these things are not a luxury; they are, you know, a priority. So, basic human need, human development should be non-negotiable, and should be also something that every Namibian should enjoy. That's why in this journey of development, we look at all the stakeholders and how they can contribute. So, you know, that's why we are always saying, after every deep conversation that we bring about, we always, you know, asking our listeners to say, if you have something to contribute, we'll open the line so that indeed you can engage us in the studio. You can ask your questions. You can give your contribution and add to the bricks of development of this country. So before we go to the conversation for today, and also to give you what we have, particularly internationally, continentally, and also domestically, it's always very important to make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia. Make sure that you follow us in all our social media platform. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on X, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Like our page, share our page, so that those who follow you can be able to follow us. Those who follow you can be able to follow us, and they will be able to be updated about what's happening in the country, in the region, and indeed in international relations. And in terms of issues related to bread and butter, issues related to development, issues related to, you know, food security, issues related to, you know, areas of innovation, farming, technology, and all other sectors which are related to, you know, human development. So like our page, share our page, and be a good citizen who is up to date with economic insight. And the other thing also, you may not want to miss, that you do not need to miss, that you must make sure that you are connected to, is our e-paper. That is, of course, our online e-paper, the Villager newspaper. That is an e-paper which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And the good thing about the Villager newspaper is that we are always giving you content and context about what is happening, especially in terms of bread and butter issue. There is where you find your information about farming, your information about you know, food security. We look at trade. We look at political decisions which are affecting our economy. We look at policy making. We look at the banking sector. We touch on energy and all the sectors which has to do with economy, which has to do with human needs and social development. That's why we are always indicating when you read the Villager newspaper, our context, we don't focus on just anything or somebody beat the girlfriend and all those things, which I'm not saying is not important to update, but our main focus is more on economic related issues. Our main focus is more on developmental issue and on bread and butter issues. That's why we are saying, if you are a student of economics, you are a researcher, you are a student of international law, you are a student of you know, project management, science, and you know, every course which has to do with development, policy, and governance, the Villager newspaper is your go-to-go newspaper. That's why we are always indicating to you that if you subscribe to the Villager newspaper by just sending your name to 081-200-4144 and save that number, you will be able to receive the Villager newspaper every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free. Every Monday morning, Wednesday morning, and Friday morning for free. And that is, of course, your soft copy that you'll be able to read at your own pace, expand your horizon, do research, and be somebody who is able to make those strategic economic decisions which are data-informed and informed by economic intelligence and economic, you know, insight. And the other thing also, the other thing, there is always those listeners who are saying, no, our radio frequency is not connecting with us. We are indicating to you that, you know, the world has moved very fast, and there are those who are reached by the frequency. And if you find yourself where the frequency is not reaching, we have alternative and better way of you accessing that, you know, what is happening on air and also what have happened. Interestingly, we have Eagle FM app. We have an app that you can download. You can just go to your Play Store, App Store. You download Eagle FM app. And the good thing about that app is that you can use it. Just by opening it, you can already listen to the programs which are on air, like currently as we are speaking now. And also previous programs by looking at podcasts. Those are your open archive documented. And, you know, you just go to the podcast, because sometimes you may be busy doing something, or you may also be, you know, doing something of equal importance, or you may be sleeping or at work, but the programs which is happening is your favorite topic, or the program which is being run at that point you wanted to participate, or you just listen to it halfway. So what you can do, just make sure that you download the app, then you can go to podcast, then you can listen to the previous program, and also what's happening also on the current, you know, moment at that point in time. So before we go to the conversation for today and what we have for you, we are always, you know, indicating to say, we also have Imba app. Imba app is a, is an app that is a digital version of a hymn book. You know what the hymn book is, right? You go to church, right? And you know what people used to sing when they are in church. That is what is called the hymn book. And that is used in, you know, in situations like you are invited to a graduation party, you have to sing from the hymn book. You are at the wedding, you are at the birthday party, you are at, you know, life events like memorial service, or somebody just passed on, and you have to sing from a hymn book. So in a situation that you don't have a hard copy, Imba app is there for you. And Imba app is where you can access your digital version of a hymn book by just downloading Imba app. When you download that Imba app, then you can be able to sing along. And interestingly, Imba app is not only in one language, but it's in more than one language, which is you can find it in Oshuambo, that is Ehangano, find it in English, find it in Ocherero, Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So download Imba app, make your life easier. You can be a pastor, but you know, just forgot your hard copy hymn book. You can be, you know, an organizer. Instead of scratching your head, we got you. That's why we are just indicating to you that download Imba app, and be where the world is in terms of this digitalized world and more advanced world. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. We are here until the hour of 7:30, and stay tuned while we are going to look at what is happening at an international level, at the continental level, and also what is happening in the country before we look at what do we really have on the table for today. What do we really have on the table for today? And we are going to open the line. We are going to open the line. And you can also give your opinion on context and content which we are going to give about, because we are going to open the line. And just have that number, 083-288-401, 083-288-401, so that you can give your, you know, your views, your questions, your constructive criticism, and also you can be also able to comment on what is being said and what is happening. So let's go to a commercial break. Then from there, we'll continue with Early Morning Scoop.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build. Why should you do that? You know, a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatuimwe bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa, vera etatu natu, bali o etatu batatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And we are here until the hour of 7:30. Let us start with what is happening in the African continent. What is happening in the African continent? It was indicated that the conflict between Eritrea and Ethiopia is about to escalate, or the tension between Ethiopia and Eritrea is about to escalate. As you know that these two countries at the Horn of Africa had, long term of conflict before, until the current Prime Minister of Ethiopia took over, Ahmed, who known as the peacemaker. However, it is indicated that these two countries a bit now not on the same page. They are not on the same page. And there is a fear that this country may enter into military, means of solving their disputes. And what you need to know is that, when you look at Ethiopia, Ethiopia is one of the well-known countries in Africa, and it's the headquarter of African Union, Addis Ababa. And it has a population of around 129 or 130 million there. But Eritrea is strategically positioned to a trade route, and it has a population of not more than 3 million, just another Namibia of Africa. But it says that it's not intimidated, and this some of the development which is happening. But it's also very important to listen on your own and also judge what would happen and how can this commotion or misunderstanding between these two leaders should be solved before it come to another conflict. And it's also very important, dear listeners, when you look at the things like this continental news, look at what impact does this have to the continent and also to Namibia in general. And what can you learn from that? Because when you look at the position where Eritrea is in the geographical African map, it's securing the trade route or sea point. And when you look at where Ethiopia is, you also be able to do your comparative analysis, because some of the things which happen, particularly when countries are fighting, is strategic investment. Why are these country intentions? And it's also up to you to compare not only what's happening in Ethiopia, because history have taught us to say what is happening to other countries, those are events which are motivated by human decisions, human thinking and perspectives, which you are not immune to. Yeah, that's why we are always indicating to say the lessons of history can be used to predict the future and also to plan the future and indeed to live well today at the current moment. So let us look at what's happening in the Horn of Africa and see.
President Isaias Afwerki.
Tensions are rising once again in the Horn of Africa. Eritrean President Isaias Afwerki issuing a stark warning to neighboring Ethiopia to not start another war. Relations between the two countries have been tense since Eritrea declared independence in 1993. That tension exploded into a brutal border war in 1998-2000, killing tens of thousands. Now the Eritrean government says the renewed friction centers on Ethiopia's push for access to the sea, a long-standing ambition for the landlocked country. In a pointed message to Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, Afwerki cautioned that sheer numbers won't guarantee victory. Ethiopia's population is around 130 million, compared to Eritrea's 3.5 million. But Afwerki insists his country will not be overwhelmed. The situation is set to be closely monitored, given the region's history of instability and unresolved tensions.
Yes, that is what is happening in the Horn of Africa. That is what is happening in the Horn of Africa. And it's up to us to learn, especially when it's coming to strategic economic points. Strategic economic points. It's up to you to go and read, especially how this war have started a long time ago, how it was solved, and what is the possibility of escalation of this war. And I think for now let us go to a commercial break. Then we'll look at South Africa, especially the firing of education
ministry. At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yes, well, we are looking at what is happening between Ethiopia and also Eritrea. It's also very important to look at why do countries get into these escalations. It's only because of, you know, strategic economic insight, particularly the trade routes. Those are the countries at the Horn of Africa who is securing the trade routes, and also how do other countries view another. And looking at a country with a population of not more than 4 million against the country of a population of, more than 130 million, it's not impossible, because it has happened before, because war is, in this world, war is no more won by the majority. It's won by those who are strategic enough, those who have stronger friends, those who have, battleground superiority. Yeah, because when you compare like what's happening in between Iran and Israel, one will be able to say that Iran has a population of around 100 million, where Israel is not even more than 15 million people. But you see what have been happening. That's why we are saying in the current world, it's more than majority, it's more than numbers, it's how positioned you are, how many friends you have, and who has interest in what you are doing. And looking at what is happening between Eritrea and Ethiopia, you might be able also to learn and draw also some lessons from there, because you are not immune to that. That's why we are always thanking our country, because we also had disputes. Namibia also had disputes, but most of the dispute, particularly post, independence dispute, were held diplomatically on the table. And having a history of having stronger diplomats, I think that is one of the things that we should praise ourselves. You can see situation between Namibia and Botswana. If it was other country, it could have been handled differently. But due to our skilled diplomats, I think that front has been secured. Looking at the situation of Kasikili and all other things, went to court, we lost the case, we understand democracy, and we keep the friendship. Looking at Ravis Bay, having not secured it after independence, then got it 4 years later, you'll be able to say that that is another mean where countries solve disputes. It's not necessarily about going to war, but about how you sit with others on the table in a civilized war. Because they are saying a civilized war is not a war which is fought with weapons anymore. It's a war which is fought by men and women in suits and using advanced thinking, and also securing the interest of everybody. And yeah, look at, because it's always very important to understand these things, especially those, unsimplified diplomatic tensions or unsimplified diplomatic misunderstanding. Go and do your research. What is how Namibia have handled the situation between here and also South Africa, particularly not only in Walvis Bay. Look at Oryx Basin, also how we have handled that situation, where it is now. Look at the history of that. Then you'll be able also to understand that in most cases, neighboring countries may have misunderstanding, but is how situations are handled. Is how situations are handled, because as we are speaking, is in just in Africa in general, it does not need conflicts in terms of using firepower anymore, because we are damaged economically, and we have more to lose than gaining, because winning a battle in the battlefield against another country in Africa is 10 steps backward in terms of African continental goals. So let us look at what is happening in South Africa. Let us look at what is happening in South Africa. And it's very interesting to see the bold move. It's President of South Africa continued to tread. It was indicated that President Cyril Ramaphosa has fired the embattled Minister of Higher Education and Training, Dr. Nombole Kambane, and replace him with a deputy, that is Buti Manamela. For those of you who know, who follow South African politics, and why we are interested in South African politics, is that South Africa is our big brother, and the stability and stability, governance, and standard of South African economy has a direct impact on us. And when South Africa is in trouble, those trouble are most likely to affect us. And we are always saying, when the GNU in South Africa is shaking, we are also affected. Whether we affected directly or indirectly, we are always affected, because that is our big brother, and we are too connected to South Africa. That's why we share a lot of commonality. So, and what you need to know is that if my memory serves me well, this is the third minister in the GNU showed the door. The other one was Winfield Andrew, that is the deputy minister of trade, who was fired by traveling to US without the permission of Cyril Ramaphosa. And the other one is the minister of police, who is put on a special leave of absence after allegation of police being infiltrated by criminals and syndicates. And now yesterday the minister of higher education was fired. And what is very interesting is that this minister who was fired is a minister from DA side, Democratic Alliance. For those of you who on the radio for the first time, or for those of you who understand or don't understand well what's happening in South African politics, is that there is a ruling in terms of, is a coalition that is called a government of national unity, where nobody got enough power, or nobody got overall, nobody got the majority, two-third majority to rule the country. That's why they are ruling in coalition. It's a teamwork led by ANC. That's why when this Minister of Education or Higher Education was fired, the DA was also thankful, because they recommend also her to be fired based on, some of, irregularities that she has done in appointing some of the political connected people to academic review committees. And it's a developing story. And what you need to know is also, and also what you need to look at is that, how effective is GNU government, and for how long this is going to be like this, because, who is, going to benefit and affected by this, because just a few months in a few months in a coalition, then there's already a lot of tensions. And in this case, somebody also recommends someone to be fired from the same political party. And maybe what you need to ask yourself, is this how the governance of African continent, African countries are? And are these leaders throwing their colleagues under the bus? Because if a leader is in trouble, particularly in African politics, to save their image and reputation, in most cases they likely throwing under people or scapegoating people. Because when you compare somebody who is fired for traveling without permission and somebody who is alleged to be working together with criminals and put on leave, there's a bit of a difference. And you can also compare with other leaders, not only in Africa, but in the world also. When you look at like what happened in Kenya in last year, when William Ruto, Dr. William Ruto, the president of Kenya, was in a predicament situation. He ended up firing almost the whole cabinet to save himself. And this can be traced back into the history when you look at the history of Stalin, Soviet Union, for example, there was one henchman, Stalin, a right-hand man, who during the Bolshevik governance recorded to have killed around 15,000 people, executed them. But after that, when for Stalin to save his reputation, he ended up killing that man to also get public trust to say no. I think he did a lot of executions by his own, not by my directives, but something that we need to look at, something that we need to look at. And yeah, it's also something that we need to analyze. So, dear listeners, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. You are listening. We are here until the hour of 7:30. It's 41 minutes by the hour of 6. Before we go to the context for today and what is happening domestically, you can communicate with us. You can give your opinion and views at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401. So let us go to a commercial break. Then we can continue with the conversation.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be. Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendike nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu atatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, before we go to the conversation for today, sorry, it's very important to look at what is happening. This happening in the country. Especially when it's coming to developmental affairs. And one of the things which have happened yesterday, is that you know, the Ministry of Justice and Labor Relations has give a strong pronunciation, especially at the opening of African, you know, of a training of trade union NIST by International Labor Organization, which is happening in. In Namibia, where you have various trade organizations, various trade organization representatives, which are currently in Namibia, and what they are doing is that they are being trained on the promotion of, you know, occupation, health and safety in the supply chain, and they are being, you know, taught. About techniques on how to handle employees relations, how to handle difficult situations, and most importantly, how to handle transformational change in terms of supply chain. Because what you also need to put in mind is that when you speak about occupation and health relations or occupation, health and safety in a supply chain, you look at where the world is going in terms of transformation, because Mr. Wise Philemon or Philemon Wise Emmanuel indicated that this new transformation in terms of industrialization, this new transformation needs employees who are safe, who also understand what is expected from them, and indeed also the trade unionist or trade unions, which are not only speaking about representing the rights of employees, but also doing what is expected from them as presenting proposals, as presenting alternative solutions, not only come when they negotiate about salaries, but looking at you know, the safety and well-being of employees. And looking at also the speech, looking at the speech of Mr. Philemon Wise Emmanuel, he indicated that it's not only about because he was talking about advancement in terms of new economic front, which is has to do to deal with the addition of values or ending of values to any sort of value to minerals. You know, it's high time now things to change. It's not only about you showing up to work, but for the government, particularly the government of Namibia, and also African governments in general, for their people to have this understandable and functional tripartite agreement in terms of work, such as government, employer, and employee. Everybody must know what is expected from him, what is required from him and her, in order to protect the safety of employees. And the other thing also that was mentioned is that when you look at the way Namibia is, the current economy cannot function without cannot grow without value additions. And in terms of value addition, in terms of the new development of machines and AI, employees need to be protected. And it's up to you, dear listeners, it's up to you to think about this, to say, who is responsible for your own safety? What is the role that you play as an employee to the safety of you at work? Especially if you are working in the mine, you are working in the construction site. And what is the role of your employer? And also, what is the role of your trade union in, protecting you? Because when you look at the statistics, are very interesting. When you look at the statistic of global statistics, which are indicating that 81% of work-related death are caused by occupational health related diseases, that is globally. And this majority of this is happening in a developing world, and that developing world is Africa. The developing world is Africa. That's why is need to those that occupational health and safety need to be handled very well. And it's also high time that institutions, industries, construction site should as we have been indicating about prioritizing cybersecurity experts, it's also crucial to have an occupational health and safety officer on site who is assessing the safety of employees, who is assessing the relationship between employees and employers, who is assessing how employees are exposed to dangerous gases, how they are exposed to dangerous situations. Because you find somebody who works at a construction site, you are given helmet, given safety boots, but you don't really wear them. You are wearing a sneaker to go to a construction site. When something happened to you, you want to cry to your employer. When you were given that, or you sold your boots and you are going to a construction site wearing Converse jacket, which is a threat not only to you but also to the economy in general. Because, yesterday I was speaking to say, when you speak about human capital, when you speak about human capital, an individual who is lost on a construction site, who is lost in a mining pit, who fell from the truck due to him not paying attention, who fell from the construction, from the building, who is hit by a machine in the industry, one employee who just died has a negative impact to the growth of the economy, especially, particularly, at the point where the country is now. We cannot afford, because we may look at it as a simple thing, we cannot afford to lose one employee due to a lack of precautious measures that could have been taken. We cannot afford to do that, because if you do that, it's 7 steps back in the economic development of the country. Because look at it this way. You are already a highest unequal country in the world. You already have a gap in terms of resource distribution. You have already high rate of youth unemployment, or just unemployment in general, and high price of electricity, and a lot of not so good records when you look at the international ranking. Then losing one employee, let me say he's a man who was at a construction site, but you lost that person. When you lost this person, die or injured, this person was having a family that is supporting, Maybe he's the only one who is supporting that family. He was taking care of his two children. He was also using his money to support the taxi that he was taking, or he was supporting a service station by buying fuel. And he was also the same person also supporting the kapana that people are selling. The same person has also a family at the village that he is supporting. And when you lose this person, that is a human capital that you have lost. Yeah, that is why developing country cannot afford to lose employees to things which could have been prevented. And the other day I was reading at Rossing Uranium Sustainability and Performance Report of 2024, which also stated that they invest more than 10 million into employees training, and they lost one employee last year. And looking at the mine, complicated mine like that, being industry, third largest, contributing to Namibia production of uranium globally, where we are third largest producer of uranium, you'll be able to understand to say, at least in terms of safety, they have tried their best, or they did well compared to other countries. Ask yourself, how many people are lost in underground mining pits in South Africa? Zama people. How many are lost in DRC underground trying to look for minerals? How many are lost in Angola? And the other thing which was mentioned is also the absence of records. Absence of records and absence of right reporting. And what is very interesting is not only those stakeholders who were given those, content. Even as media, we were also told to say, let us report on injuries and death-related activities which are happening on construction sites, because this is the only way that we are going to save our brothers and sisters, and we are going to improve the situation. And development cannot happen without quality, healthy, and also employees who understand what is expected from them, and trade unionists too, who do not just attend political party conferences, which is their democratic right also, but know exactly what is expected from them. And that is the only way that you're going to advance this country. And the other thing that was looked at is the convention which indicated to say, especially from the desk officer, for original desk officer Ms. Monte, who indicated to say, in 2022, International Labour Organization recognized health and safety in the working environment as a fundamental principle. As a fundamental principle. It's not optional. It's not optional. It's a fundamental principle. And all the countries ratified this principle or not shall comply with this principle. So when we have been reading about the reports of, employees dying on site, employees losing their fingers, losing their arms on site, and people are just quiet. And the other thing also, before we bring this news to its final conclusion, the other thing is also that when it related to injuries, work-related injuries, justifiable work-related injuries, payment of employees or compensation of employees should not be, is non-negotiable on that ground. It's non-negotiable. That's why it's always very important to read.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian,
passionately feeding the nation. Namib Mills,
feeding the nation. Yes, we were talking about health, occupational health and safety at the workplace, and we are also looking at what the Minister of Justice and Labour Relations have said. He cautions not only the employers but employees, trade unionists or trade unions, and also the media, that it should be everybody playing his role to achieve the intended goal, which is what me and you are sharing. We can differ in terms of process or ideas, but the admin is the development of the country. The admin is for people to have food on the table, and the admin is also to have this beautiful Namibia, not only in terms of what is being said, but what people can also see, touch, and also feel about being in their country, and also being good citizens who enjoy the resources of the country. So, dear listeners, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, for those of you who are coming on this program for the first time, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, we are here until the hour of 7:30. We are 2 minutes from the hour of 7, and we have around 28 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. And yeah, it's always very crucial to give your take. So it's very crucial to give your take. You can reach us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. So, from the commercial break, you will look at, partially on, recently, released National Developmental, Plan, NDP6. And, we are also going to just look at what was really said there, you know, in the brief, and what are some of the things which maybe need to be clarified or need to be understood, because when you look at the NDP document, the 24 pages NDP document, it's loaded, and when you compare with the speech of the president, everything is loaded. It's loaded. And you can also see the speech of the president, where there is a report of what have been done in the past 3 months, where we are as a country, and also where we are going. And it's up to you as a citizen of the country, not only to listen to a speech and go home and sit. It's also to listen and also read to see where is the investment going, where is more money being put into, and what is the relationship between the NDP 6 with the previous NDP 5? What were the achievements of NDP 5? Compare the speech of the president with the acceptance speech that she made. Then you can also compare the speech at NDP 6 with the speech that the president made in parliament. Then you can also compare this speech, which was made in parliament, with the budget speech, and you can also do that by comparing the budget speech with the previous budget speech. Then you get the picture, and look at also financial institution like Bank of Namibia. Then you get the picture to say, where are we standing as a country? Is what is being said what it is? Is what is said what it is? Is what is said what it is? Where are the improvement? What need to be done, and also to touch on the area to say, when you look at a plan like NDP 6, is it simplified enough to accommodate every Namibian citizen? Is it simplified enough to the extent to say, Sometimes the government is reporting to say we are doing this, but if citizens do not understand, how do citizens going to put trust in government? Because the government and citizen, trust is very important in every relationship. Trust is very important in every relationship. Some of you may also look or listen to current updates, especially at the global corporate news, where you have seen the story of a CEO and HR manager. And if you understand what I'm saying, I'm talking about trust. Trust is what is important in every relationship. That's why we are saying, how simplified is NDP 6? How can citizens made understood where the country is going, and how they can also contribute to this plan, and how it should be realized? So let's go to a commercial break. Then from there, we are going to take 2 or 3 points from NDP 6 before we give the mic to Mike. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. We are here until the hour 7:30.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere uliko ni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihoetike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nuneudo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Okone ushendike nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe bali heavy nola natu. Heali bali no heali ileko berewa dora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane eigeleso the eye.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, what happened yesterday it was the launch of National Developmental Plan 6, that is NDP 6, that is to look at the government plan and priorities, especially when it comes to the development of the country. And when you are looking at the NDP 6, you look at the pillars which are there, because every national plan is guided by very clear pillars. Where are you standing? Because the pillar is just a pillar. Where are you standing? What are your desired goals, and how can you reach your desired outcomes? And look at issues of economic growth and transformational resilience. That is one of the first pillar. You look at also issues of human development and community resilience. You look at programs and plans which are put there. You look at what the government is planning to achieve. And interestingly, when you read the NDP 6, which just came out yesterday, officially launched, and you compare it to NDP 5, you compare it to Harambe Prosperity Plan 1 and 2, then you look at Vision 2030, then you look at the previous year's budget, then also this year budget, then you look at the National Youth Policy 1 and 2, then you look at the situation that we are now. Yes, you realize to say this is exactly where we were supposed to be maybe 15 years ago. Because everything which is being placed here is very clear, is well structured, well researched, and all the needs of Namibian people are known. But the question that you're asking yourself is that, what impact is this NDP 6 going to have? What is going to be different from NDP 6? To the previous NDPs, and are the numbers correct? Are the numbers correct? Because looking at because us, we don't like reading, especially as Namibians, especially young people, we don't like reading. We like just being on TikTok and on Facebook. But when your policy plan is being presented like this, we don't necessarily like reading. But not to dive into it, one of the things which I can say have been done well, especially when you look at the speech of the president, which I'm going to share with you in a very short period of time. You also be able to realize to say when she spoke about effective governance as the first, component. One of the things which I'm trying to see is, I'm trying to see clarity in terms of how problems such as incompetency of SOEs are going to be dealt with, because governance is not only about ministers being accountable and effective, it's also about the relationship of ministers and also the SOEs which are in charge of running governance, government business. That is what I want to see, and I'm also trying to get issues of municipalities and local authorities relations with the government, because this is something that we have been seeing for a very long time. As we clearly understand that, although NDP6 in its totality is a very good plan, it's also looking like there is no clear explanation on how this plan is going to be, you know, distributed to the periphery of governance of the government. Because remember, state directed programs, state run strategy, but incorporation of constituencies, governors, municipalities, and local authority and village councils and traditionally that is not really coming out. It's not really coming out, because at the end of the day, development shall reach at the periphery or the edge where a person has to be given bread and butter, safety, health, good facility, and also shelter. I think that is maybe it's coming, but what I also like about the NDP6, which we will get time to simplify it. We'll get time to unpack it, which is a loaded document. It's a loaded document. We should get time to unpack it. What I also like about it is there's numbers. There is numbers in it, which the government records about the progress which happened in the past 3 months. There are numbers, and numbers don't lie. It's also up to you to see if, for example, the tons which are produced by the green schemes of Namibia are exactly what is put on paper. Because we understand when we speak about accountability, it's not only about government reporting to people, it's also people verifying and see the beneficiation of this country. I mean, the beneficiation of people from the natural resources of the country. These numbers, I know our state is full of technocrats, and reporting in numbers is crucial, because it's easy to trace, it's also easy to see that this is what is being done. And I'm also trying to find out, which is not coming out very clearly. I'm also trying to find out the aspect of youth unemployment, and also the aspect of energy. Because when you look at youth unemployment, yes, there are numbers, but I'm seeing a lot of temporary jobs being created, which is good. But I'm not really seeing the clear strategy on addressing youth unemployment. Although there is also a mention of, a youth fund, which is accelerating in terms of it's growing. But that is something that I'm trying to look at. And also issues of ACC. Issues of ACC is not coming out, because maybe is part of the main chain, but not really coming out, because government declaring corruption is treason, is equivalent to treason. Seeing what is happening, seeing what is happening in the country, especially in SOEs, strategic SOEs, which are dealing with our resources, MITCO, NAMCO, and any others. Looking at the capacity of ACC, which could have done, not only to arrest people, because arrest people is nothing, is not contributing to the national development. What is necessary is distribution of resources, and also ethical leadership, and also integrity within the governance structure. I'm not seeing out the issues of governance coming out effectively. The issues of governance coming out effectively, because it's one thing to say, I'm going to govern effectively. I have a strong governance. But when you don't have coordination between your agencies and ministries, it can also, let the citizen to ask some few questions. But I think that is something that also we need to see coming out. And also electrification. And I like the fact that, some of the complaints of the people have been answered by the plan. We just need implementation. So we will see. Because there's an indication in the space to say there's a development of a white paper, especially when it's coming to nuclear energy. This development of a white paper. That one on itself, to me, I think, I don't want to say I'm satisfied, but I think it's a good thing if there's a development of a white paper regarding a nuclear energy. You realize to say this should not be a rush program, because a nuclear energy should not be a rush program, but it's a program which needs development in at all the stages. The fact that it's on the table is good. We don't want it tomorrow. We don't want it next year. We don't even want it by 2030. But the fact that it's on the table, it says a lot. But the question is, for how long is it going to be on that table? And what energy is going to be put on that table when it's coming to developing of nuclear energy? Because that is going to be a sustainable solution when it's coming to energy sector. And maybe the other thing also, I think looking at the NDP 6, there is also a lot of improvement. There's a lot of improvement the government, and looking at the speech of the president, which I'm going to get you soon, just some short clips. You also see that reporting is necessary, but simplification of communication is more important, because citizens need to know. Citizens need to know in the language that they understand. Citizens need to know in the language that they understand, because that is the relationship that we created. Because a state, government, and citizens, that relationship, which is under the social contract, is not somebody doing each other a favor. We are governing the country together. We give those who are capable power to lead us. They report back to us. We present our... There is no favor of anything. It's our own government, which is elected respectfully, which is also giving us what we need. And indeed, citizen also being responsible to understand and also to account to their role in the development of the state. So, dear listeners, I think with the 5 minutes which are there, you can communicate with us. You can communicate with us. We can give your input. And just ask yourself this. We have been complaining for a very long time. Now you are given plans. You are given documents. You have access to information. For how many of you, just ask yourself, you don't even need to ask, how many of you get time to read NDP 6, National Developmental Plan number 6? How many of you just get time to download even the speech of the president, just to see where the country, what have been done even in your region or in your constituency? And what are projects in the pipeline that you can contribute into? because there is an opportunity. Apart from complaining, there is an opportunity. There are opportunities which are there, especially for youth. And is it only those who have monopoly of information that are going to benefit from this? Or we can also use this information that we can benefit. So the NDP 6 is out. The NDP 6 is out. It's up to you to go and read. Read. Not to say understand everything, but look at your sector. If you're in agriculture, look at your sector in agriculture. What can you do? If you're in energy, look at your sector in energy. What can you do? If you want to analyze the whole thing, it's also a good thing. Look at where can you fit in. If you're in engineering, if you are in trade, where can you fit in? And maybe the other thing which I did not see is issues of cybersecurity. Because cybersecurity is becoming a concern, especially in Namibia. It's becoming a concern. Bank of Namibia spoke about it. Kren, I've been speaking about it. Kren has spoken about it, and it has also, it's happening, it has been happening. And you have a lot of leaked documents which are on the dark web, and there are still hackers around us. Mosiwarongo municipality was hacked last week, and also safety at that platform. And I expect also a strategy or a plan which is incorporating, capacitating or expanding the capacity of Namibia when it's coming to issues of cybersecurity, because it may look like it's very small, but it says a lot about not only information security, but it's also saying a lot about our financial sector, because losing money, because the statistics are saying Africa is losing between 4 and 8 billion, between 4 and 10 billion US dollars per year. And we have seen it in Namibia. And 96% of these incidents are not reported. We have seen the capacity of Crane response team, but is it enough? Maybe also the issues of research institutions and think tank. That is something that I'm advocating for. It's not only a personal advocacy, but I believe that data, like when you look at the speech and the speech has data, you understand that somebody did the research. But having a think tank thinking for government is make life more easier. It's make the life of National Planning Commission more easier, and also life of leaders more easier than before. So we have around 3 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. We have around 3 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. You are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And today we touched on various things. We were looking at the tension between Eritrea and Ethiopia. That is up to you to go and read the countries in the Horn of Africa, and Ethiopia being the headquarter of Africa. Compare their population, 3 million versus 130 million, and countries want to go to war. And also looking at their key economic partners, how you trade, what is the main trade route that they are using, and also who has an advantage in terms of trade, and how is the possibility of this war will impact you as an ordinary Namibian. We also looked at what has been happening in South Africa. There's a lot of firing of ministers left, right, and center. People are going through, thrown under the buses. You see police commissioners are fired, arrested here and there. Then you ask yourself about how is the stability of a GNU in SA? How is it going to impact us? And then we come to the issues of NDP, which undissected, unsimplified the document which need everybody to simplify. So from me, David Shombe, thank you very much for listening to Early Morning Scoop. I'm going to give the mic to Mike Oshoveri. I'm going to leave in the good hands of Mike, and bye bye for now. Thank you.
Have you recently turned 18 years of age? Or did you miss the previous voter registration process? Or did you move to a new constituency after the last voter registration? Then this is your chance to register as a voter. The supplementary registration of voters takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. This process is for eligible Namibian citizens who need to register as a voter for the first time or have relocated from one constituency to another, or who now qualify to vote in the local authority elections. Your civic duty is calling. Answer it. Get involved. Step up. Register to vote.
Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Omutiha would take a kabuna e matina omjo. She calls a fat and anana longishi fa ya is we can moshiwana. E moyao or tango got it some money. Anagashifa yanamibia on bitomba nawa or jika. Seithanina omeguro ni randitoma yue yongeshifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngwe 20 meneha u kakombanga nena. Kara omkwashi paregi uimopo yo mo programa detu. Moambo dengera selma onara heta tuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano o liaj. Eagle FM. The eye.